to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. My guest this morning is Betty Martini, who is the world's leading expert on aspartame, which is the poison that is knowingly and intentionally put into over 14,000 things that you and I eat. Why would anybody knowingly put a poison into our food? Well, basically, there are people who believe there are too many people in the world, people who want to poison people in the world. Remember, we're dealing with people who created World War I and killed over 21 million people. World War II killed over 60 million people and now are in charge, control. Both political parties here are moving us towards World War III, probably a nuclear war where hundreds of millions will die. And, of course, they poison many things. They poison every tin can. It's lined with bisphenol, which is a poison. They know that. They've done it for 30 years. All the colorings, all the odors, all the various things that they put into to change the texture of our food, our poison. They poison us with mercury. They poison us by spraying the air with aluminum. They poison our water with fluoride. They poison our food so that we modified food. But aspartame is still one of the major problems, and few people speak out against it. Most of us would like to think it doesn't cause a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to read the label on everything you buy and never, never take anything with aspartame or one of the many other names like artificial flavoring or artificial sweetening. Freddy Martini, you pick up the story, and where do we stand? What's happening over in Europe? Are they allowing them, the government over there allowing them to poison the European people?
Oh, yes, but interesting, Dr. Stan. I just returned from Europe, and one of the things that I noticed on the ship, they want the business, NutraSweet wants the business so bad that as I looked at the packets, most people know that pink is saccharin, the yellow one is, chlorinated sugar, Splenda, and the blue one is Equal. And I looked at all the packets, and they all had NutraSweet written across the front. You talk about identity theft. That's an effort to mislead the public. So someone had just opened a packet of what they thought was sweet and low, and of course it said NutraSweet across the front. And if that wasn't bad enough, I stopped in Dover, England, and with some of our people from the UK. And they handed me a packet of Sweet and Low, and on the back it says contains aspartame. So people, and it's the same way in Greece, and this is, really serious. If people don't look at what they're using or read the label, no telling, what they could get. And I thought that was pretty bad, and I come back to the United States and go out to lunch, and there's the same packets with NutraSweet written across the front and the swirl that identifies it. And even more bad news, and I just hate to say this, but the FDA, who there's nobody that knows more about aspartame than the FDA. They tried to indict the company. They revoked the petition for approval, and as we all know and well known, Don Rumsfeld got it on the market. So they know how deadly this is. and yet they turned around and approved Adventine. And this is just almost unbelievable. The GE Free people in New Zealand have analyzed it, and they are just simply horrified that they would do this. And their food standard says, well, it's not genetically engineered. Of course it is. It's synthesized from aspartame. And then it's got vanillin in it. And I just put vanillin in the search engine and E. coli, and it came up 117,000 times. So you're getting GE from different standpoints. And then the rabbits died. They just dismissed everything, but they don't say how many. And the feeding study showed that in all animals, there was a significant change in intestinal weight, tumors, liver, kidney, endocrine, thyroid function, and they just dismissed everything. There was depression of appetite, weight loss, nausea, gastrointestinal symptoms were significant, increase in temperature, and as they put it, that it could highlight a serious effect on the thyroid gland, and aspartame itself causes hypo and hyperthyroidism. And they brought up a very good point, is that there was no documentation as to what the control diet for the animal and human studies were, and if it contained another artificial sweetener or no sweetener at all. And I think the reason they brought this up is that you remember Jack Samuels filed suit against the FDA with regard to the labeling of MSG. And he happened to be at the FDA, went through the records, and found out that in the MSG studies, that for a quarter of a century, with full knowledge about the, with full knowledge by the FDA, they had used MSG as the control. So they knew that, MSG reacts. Everybody knows that. And, but, using aspartame as the control, they could say, well, it didn't react any more than the control. So that's, and then the FDA admitted it, but nobody even slapped their hands. They had to admit it was wrong, and they're probably still doing it. So, you know, this is a serious problem, and now we have something new. It's
well,
not
Betty,
only...
Betty, is this used widely? And in England and throughout Europe, is aspartame used widely in England and throughout Europe?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And the European Food Safety Authority just approved it again as being safe. And the first time they did it, Parliament made them go back and do it again because the studies coming in show that, like, the... study in Denmark, 60,000 women, that it jumps preterm births, you know, like something like 85%. And then studies came in showing aspartame causes heart attacks and strokes and raises fasting blood sugar. I mean, they constantly come in. So Parliament said, how can you say it's safe? Go back and review it.
Is that there's too many people in the world. I want you to understand that there is a genocidal agenda is being waged against the public today. Then you can begin to understand that, believe me, the elite are looking out for themselves and being blamed.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
This is Bill Armstrong, and I think it's time for Coloradans to unite behind the one gubernatorial candidate who can turn our state around, Mike Kopp. Mike's service to his country started when he enlisted in the Army just after high school. He was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne, a decorated war veteran whose tours of duty included fighting in the Gulf War. After the Army, Mike Kopp went to college, became a minister, served constituencies in three different states. Then Mike's calling led him to run for office. As a state senator, he has led the fight to end Obamacare in Colorado. He passed a law to make state government more open and transparent. Mike Kopp believes Colorado is facing a crisis of leadership, and we need a new path for our state and a new leader for our future. So please join me, Bill Armstrong, in supporting Mike Kopp.
Paid for by Make Colorado Great Again and not authorized by or coordinated with any candidate. Chris Marston, registered agent.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Betty Martini. And what you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is there are a group of very evil and wicked people who want to kill off most of the population of the world. And you say, that couldn't be true. And I just say, well, if you say it couldn't be true, go to Elberton, Georgia, see the Georgia Guidestone. Understand they're put up by a secret society, manifesting the agenda of all of the secret societies, and that is drastic population reduction. And so basically, there is, I think, a growing awareness, at least among certain groups of people, among the food fatties here in America, of the danger of aspartame. Is that true in Europe as well, Betty?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's why I'm...
That they're being actively poisoned by this wicked and evil group of people who control both political parties and make mockery of our electoral process?
Well, absolutely in Europe. And as I was saying, you had the European Food Safety Authority redoing the review with all these new studies showing how deadly aspartame is. And I wondered what they were going to do about that in Europe. And when the review came out, there were 82 scientific peer-reviewed studies showing how deadly aspartame is, and they threw them out and said, these are not reliable. So in other words, that even if you provide the information on how deadly aspartame is, backed up by peer-reviewed studies, they just throw it out and say aspartame is safe. They have such a strong conflict of interest there, and that's really one of the biggest problems, is that they have such strong ties to the agencies. And I found that to be true in other countries where I've lectured, like New Zealand. And food standards there told me, well, we relied on the FDA. And the FDA wanted them indicted for fraud. And it was only put on the market through politics. And yet they've gone ahead now, and they have approved Advantane, which is synthesized from aspartame. And they got something. This is new. Advantane acid. What in the world is this? And it's a new metabolite. And, you know, we have no idea. It's never been eaten before. What is that going to do to the people? And the studies were like 12 weeks. So, you know, and then we're going to have aspartame and Advantane. And, I mean, how much poison can the people take? And a lot of people...
If you're out there in the listening audience, you got a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you got a question or comment, this is a vitally important subject. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. So basically, Betty, do you think there is growing awareness of the fact that there is an organized effort to poison the public as a whole?
Well, one of the things that I found out in going to different countries is that all you've got to do is mention aspartame, and they say, oh, that's terrible. It's a poison. So we have, you know, managed to get the information all over the world, but there will always be these people who just reach and use it, you know, may not be on computer, may not have researched it. And, of course, this hideous crime that we have uncovered, that the FDA made a deal with G.D. Searle not to let the public know about the teratology studies, which we now know cause neurotube defects, you know, autism, spina bifida, cleft palate. And Dr. Walton is now doing a study, and we have the form on our website. But all this is getting known now, but nothing is happening. In other words, no matter...
Is there any way to bring a suit against the FDA and charge individuals there with criminal activity? I mean, can you charge individuals in the FDA?
Yes, that is something that could be done if somebody does it, because, and I've heard that before, from other doctors to do such a thing, because, you know, now that they're pouring even more and changing the name of aspartame to AminoSweet, and people are so confused, they're not sure what they're using.
Well, it's tragic that there really are evil and wicked people out there, and they know exactly what they're doing, and these are people of great wealth. They tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Who, we have a caller, 877-254-7524. Telephone number to call, and who's calling right now?
Hi, Dr. Stan, this is Anne, and I wanted to ask her how much a product of that aspartame stuff can they put in food and not have to label it? Because I look at this as how can they poison people, and, hey, this is a great thing. Oh, it's a food additive. Oh, it's going to make it sweeter or whatever. But its intention is to kill. And so how can we can see if it's written on the label, we wouldn't want it. But then how can they sneak it in? And can you talk about high fructose corn syrup? Just one, a couple of statements. I don't know, because it's in everything.
Yes, that is a law that they can put like 2% or a small amount. But you see, aspartame is cumulative. Doesn't matter. There is no safe dose. It's like Dr. Gross told Congress that if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public? And that it violated the Delaney Amendment because it caused brain tumors. It breaks down to dacetylcyperazine, a brain tumor agent. And then, of all things, the dairy people petitioned the FDA to allow it in 17 dairy products that school people are using and remove most of the labeling. And so you really have to go back to scratch to stay away. Even Dr. Roberts said for years it is very hard to avoid. And that's the reason, just like sugar people, have now made a safe sweetener for those that have to have a sweetener, and just made out of chicory and orange peel and no chemicals. And so, and that's been analyzed. Dr. Blaylock says finally a safe sweetener. But this is a big problem of it being put in many things, and we don't know it. It's just like when I asked Mars what products aspartame was in, and they said Mars bar, and I said, well, I don't see it on the label. And then they said, well, it's under artificial, it's under natural flavors is what they said.
Well, the Mars bars, a lot of the candy bars, it's just artificial sweetening. That's what they're really talking about.
Right.
And natural flavorings is too?
Yes. Jack Samuels, who is the one that filed suit against the FDA on the MSG, said mostly artificial flavoring is MSG, which has a synthetic and additive effect with aspartame. So no matter how you look at it, you have to avoid artificial and natural flavors, and that's the best way to know that, you know, if it's got a bunch of ingredients, like Dr. Roberts said, when in doubt, throw it out. If it's got all those ingredients, just don't buy it.
We have been using, my wife and myself, just like sugar. I think we probably will want to carry it. If our listeners would like us to, give us a call, and you'll be able to get it to us. And really, I can't tell the difference between just like sugar and regular sugar and my morning cereal. And I've been very, very pleased with it.
But
yes, it's wonderful. And I'll tell you, they have a product called hot chocolate that is absolutely wonderful. I had stopped using hot chocolate because the label was so full of ingredients. And this doesn't have anything else in it, just the dark chocolate and pure organic vanilla bean. And so they're now making other products, even candy, so the children will have something safe.
Well,
there are other alternatives. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful. Call. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about poisoning a whole population. But when you understand that's what it's really all about, they believe there are too many people in the world. They believe, of course, it is. They are the elite, and they will make the decision, and they will create the wars, and that's why they're in the process of creating another terrible, terrible war. But right now, they're slowly poisoning, and basically, they know that aspartame promotes cancer. What sort of cancers are promoted by aspartame, Betty?
Well, it breaks down to a brain tumor agent, and it caused astrocytomas in the original studies, and a four-grade astrocytoma is a glioblastoma, which is very malignant. But it caused adenocarcinoma, and then Dr. Sapretti did three studies on it, calling it a multipotential carcinogen, and that it causes leukemia and lymphoma, kidney cancer.
Because there's almost like an epidemic of T-cell lymphomas out there today, and I've run into so many people who have it. Is there any possibility that aspartame is producing this epidemic of T-cell lymphoma?
Well, of course, because it produced lymphomas when Dr. Sapretti did the studies. And you can understand why, because the methanol converts to formaldehyde and embalms living tissue and turns them to plastic. And so you would expect things like leukemia and lymphoma. So there are not many cancers that I know of. And reading all the research that aspartame doesn't cause, and like Dr. Sapretti says, it's a multi-potential carcinogen. It just causes all types of cancers and breast mammary tumors. And in that study, he said if a pregnant woman were to use it, the child that she bears could grow up to cancer. So you can understand the epidemic of cancer in this, that we know of. But in original studies in the task force, they said that Searle actually was filtering out everything they didn't want the FDA to see. So even though they caught them in some cases, like the brain tumors and the adenocarcinoma and sarcoma, they were filtering out so much that we don't really know how many different cancers were in the original studies.
Well, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest this morning, Betty Martini. Betty, how can people get to your website?
My website is www.mpwhi.com. And when you get to this website, I think it's the second banner, you'll see the form that Dr. Walton wants filled out. And the only criteria for filling out the form is that it's that you gave birth after 1984.
But now, what is the significance of the form, and who is Dr. Walton?
Dr. Ralph Walton is a psychiatrist, but he is the one that did his own study on aspartame many years ago. Monsanto wouldn't even sell him the aspartame because they couldn't control the study. And so what happened was that the administrator of the institution was in the study and lost his vision from a retinal detachment. Someone else had bleeding from the eyes, and the people in a compromised group that already had depression and such said they were being poisoned and the institution had to stop it. And then Dr. Walton did research for 60 minutes showing that almost 100% of all independent scientific peer-reviewed studies showed the problems aspartame caused, and the only ones that showed it were safe were actually the ones from industry. And if they
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful, ladies. They're poisoning you. They're poisoning your children. They're poisoning your grandchildren. They know what they're doing.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Best Impressions Window Cleaning says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless, yet so many do each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. This message from Best Impressions Window Cleaning, where service is more than a word. It's a fact backed by right know-how and experience proven by customers who wouldn't trust their work to anyone but Best Impressions Window Cleaning in Broomfield.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
This is Bill Armstrong, and I think it's time for Coloradans to unite behind the one gubernatorial candidate who can turn our state around, Mike Kopp. Mike's service to his country started when he enlisted in the Army just after high school. He was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne, a decorated war veteran whose tours of duty included fighting in the Gulf War. After the Army, Mike Kopp went to college, became a minister, served constituencies in three different states. Then Mike's calling led him to run for office. As a state senator, he has led the fight to end Obamacare in Colorado. He passed a law to make state government more open and transparent. Mike Kopp believes Colorado is facing a crisis of leadership, and we need a new path for our state and a new leader for our future. So please join me, Bill Armstrong, in supporting Mike Kopp.
Paid for by Make Colorado Great Again and not authorized by or coordinated with any candidate. Chris Marston, registered agent.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Ben Martini. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, if you have a comment, this is a vitally important subject. It is a planned, malicious program to poison the American people. And the fact that all the scientific studies, peer-reviewed studies, show the disastrous effects, and of course the only favorable reports on aspartame are certainly the ones that come from industry, which of course are carefully screened to make sure they don't say anything bad. How could this be going on, Betty? How could they put over such a genocidal program on the American people, and the major media doesn't bring this out at all? Has there been anything on 60 Minutes or 2020 or our major television network telling the truth about aspartame?
Well, 60 Minutes did do a program on it, and actually it went around the world because Dr. Cabot, who is our Mission Possible Australia, said it was much stronger in Australia than it was in the United States. And the thing about it is now that if you go to Google any day for aspartame news, these articles come in daily. You know, it's not that the major media, you know, should be attacking it. It should be all over TV. Because it's so poisonous and it's been going on so long. And people have done everything they know to do. They tried to stop, prevent it, like James Turner and Dr. John Oney. And then once it was on the market and people started having all these diseases, seizures and headaches and really serious problems, they took it to Congress. And Senator Metzenbaum put a bill to have what they were seeing in the population, which was seizures and drug interactions and what it does to the fetus and behavioral problems. And yet Monsanto paid some of the senators. It never got out of committee, and at least it would have put a moratorium on aspartame. And then in 1986, they took it all the way to Supreme Court because of the seizures and the blindness that it was causing. And so politics mixed in with that.
Now,
so
what happened when the case got to the Supreme Court?
Well, the FDA, I know somebody was at the meeting, was ready to take it off the shelves. And that was before my time. So I simply asked what happened as far as the Supreme Court, and that was in Chicago, and I was told that they got to the judge, and that's all that I know about it since I wasn't there. It's just hearsay, but I can imagine that the aspartame industry is not, will do anything to keep it on the market, because you know what's going to happen. If they took it off the market tomorrow, all these people would wake up from these horrendous 92 symptoms on the FDA's report. In other words, brain fog would disappear. Their diabetes would probably, the studies would be close to normal because aspartame precipitates diabetes and simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. People's vision would clear up. All these different things that people are suffering from would go away. So they will do anything to keep it on the market. That's the problem.
Well, it's a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy. And yet, of course, what really bothers me most is that most people really don't seem to be concerned. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Are you concerned? Do you have any questions or comments about this? How are we going to educate the public? Is there any organization besides yours that's on the front line trying to get the information out, Betty?
Well, there's several people that are doing it. In other words, even physicians have picked it up. You see, Dr. Mercola, you know, wrote a book about it. And many of the physicians warn about it today. And we even have aspartame detox clinics. We have one in New Mexico, one in Chicago, to try to tell the people there's help because they go from doctor to doctor to doctor. And if the physician doesn't know, then they can't help them. They can't diagnose it because they don't know the aspartame is causing it. And if they medicate them, it interacts with drugs because of the damage to the mitochondria. So, I mean, if we'd never done anything about this over 20 years ago, you know, I don't know how much would have been out there, but, you know, it's the teamwork. We get the information out, and other people have their own networks. I used to send a lot of the case histories to the CDC, and one day ran into the lady that that was getting these emails, and she said, you know, it's the higher-ups that kept the information, that CDC report, and put a summary that contradicted the investigation. But she said, we have our own network, and we send all your cases on our network to educate the people. So you can see that so many people are doing it, and so many doctors now are writing about it. But, you know, you're talking about this poisoning a good deal of the world, and that's why we have people in other countries that speak those languages. Now, and they do a lot of good, too, you know, in other countries.
Tell me about how, once again, tell people how they get to your website, because it has extensive studies and files on this that everybody should have and should be circulating. How can they get to your website?
That's www.mpwhi.com. And you will also notice that...
One more time, repeat it.
www.mpwhi.com. And at the top, you know, you'll see the FDA report of 92 symptoms and the peer-reviewed research. Everything's a matter of record. You'll find the congressional record. You'll find the UPI investigation exposing all the skullduggery and the politics of it. Everything's a matter of public record. If you want it, it's there.
And this is one of the great, great tragedies of modern time, the fact that this is so seldom mentioned. One program on 60 Minutes, I remember that was what, 20 years or so more ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think it was in 1996 that they did it.
Right, that's almost, well, 18 years ago anyway. All right, if you're out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, we want to hear from you. If you have a question, comment, or if you were just as frustrated as I am with this subject, 1-877-254-7524. Every person in the listening audience should be up in arms on this subject. Why is the silence so deafening? 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. And then, of course, to leave, we'll be back here with that one more test with Benny Martini. But understand the poisoning your children as it poisons you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment. Betty, why hasn't some lawyer taken this case and sued, I said, the companies that are putting this out? I would think that they would have an excellent case.
Well, a lot of people have asked that, but as lawyers tell me that you have to get lawyers that are like tobacco lawyers that have millions and millions of dollars because the aspartame industry, you know, they've got bottomless checkbooks and a lot of power and influence, and they tell me it's like a third world war. And that's the reason, I think, in most of the cases, from what I understand, is that they settle them out of court so they won't be on the record. So I imagine a lot of people are individually suing them because many of them have told me they have, but it's just not on the record. But the only way that you're going to get it off, you know, is for class action suits.
And so basically then the aspartame industry has settled many of their cases off the record, given large sums of money just so there's no record of it.
Yes, and it's interesting about one of those cases from the Augusta plant where somebody was working, and the records were sealed, but I found out about it, knew who it was, and somebody gave him the records of the real formula and a lot of the more detrimental things that they knew, and I found out, he told me that they broke into his house, and all those records were stolen. And I knew that years ago. So they go to a lot of extent to keep the information.
Evil and wicked people, they're murderers. But we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Susie from Fort Collins.
Good to have you with us, Susie. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I do have a comment because I know that this is in all the food, and now your parent can't even pack a sack lunch for their kids anymore. They're forced to eat that lousy. You know, I've heard that the worst food ends up going to the school systems for the lunches, and I'm really worried about these children. I don't know who the leaders of tomorrow are going to be when we're poisoning them. Also, in the early 90s, my daughter had seizures, hour-long grand mal seizures from aspartame. It was absolutely horrible. I had to cook everything from scratch. But I'm really worried about our children and what it's doing to the autism rates. I mean, even if you have an autistic child and you're feeding them this garbage, you'd have a better autistic child if they had a clean diet. I'd like her to talk about that, please, and I'll listen offline. Thank you.
Okay.
Betty, would you want to comment on that?
Yes. You know, we have been very concerned about this, too, and the fact that we've tried to get it out of schools. So what I did was ask all of our world experts to write a report, you know, on how it destroys the brains of our children. And when you go to my website, you'll see report for schools on a banner. And I tell people to give it to their teachers, to give it to the PTA, to the education boards. And we did, with that report, manage to get aspartame out of the schools, the grammar school and the middle school in Chicago, and is to make everybody know about it. But you may not have heard the beginning of the program where they did find that it caused neurotube defects in the studies, and they sealed them so the public wouldn't see them, and that's autism, cleft palate, and spina bifida. So it literally destroys the brain. And a study in Norway showed that it not only destroyed the brain, but especially in the areas of learning. And in the second movie made about it, one is Sweet Misery, A Poison World, and the second one is Sweet Remedy. They went to the ADD people, and they said that prior to aspartame approval, they hardly even used the terms ADD and ADHD. So as far as children are concerned, I mean, I would insist that they not eat these things that they provide. I wouldn't let my child do it, whatever is necessary, and I would provide that report for school to everybody in the school. And that's what we've gotten people to do, because the more that know about it, that's when something could be done. And in Wisconsin, the ADD people took the worst school, I mean, dropouts, behavioral problems, and they took out the vending machines and the Diet Pop and put in natural ovens. And at the end of the program, it was considered the best school in Wisconsin. No more dropouts, no more learning problems, because we are what we eat, and you're absolutely right. Hello?
Yes, I think it's important people understand that we are what we eat. They're poisonous. They know what they're doing. Our guest today has been Betty Martini, and you can go to her website, and Sydney, we do carry that to DVD, Sweet Remedy. What's the first one?
Sweet Misery, A Poison World.
Sweet Misery, A Poison World, and then, of course, Sweet Remedy. Those, we have four CD sets on aspartame. Certainly, we have a talk that Betty Martini gave to our meeting at DVD, Betty Martini talking about the dangers of aspartame. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this. You need to copy this. You need to get it out. That's Sweet Remedy, Sweet Misery, the four CD set of talks on this, and then, of course, the DVD of Betty Martini talking to our conference. I'm not sure the exact title. Do you remember the title of that talk, Betty?
No, I think it was something about deception, but... you know, you bring up a very good point, Dr. Stan, because if they would take these movies and show them in school, they could do a lot to get it out.
And
that would be the perfect thing to do, is provide the report and the movies and insist on showing them in school to educate the teachers, and that might do a lot of good.
You can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get them, copy them, help us get the word out. Take care. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks so much, Betty.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Dr. Stan back here, and we hope you enjoy the interview with Betty Martini. Now, basically, we do carry the DVD. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the DVD, the talk that Betty Martini gave to our group. We have a 4-CD set. We have the DVDs Sweet Remedy and Sweet Misery. You need to get this information, then, of course, you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, at the DVD, and basically copy them, get them out. You have an obligation to be involved at this time. Are you ready to see our cities in rubble, as happened to Europe after the Second World War? Well, the Third World War is coming. It's going to be a nuclear war, and I tremble for my country when I recite that God is just. And he's going to bring judgment on America, not because of what the good people like you are doing. It's what you're not doing. How many of you are involved in this battle? How many of you are every day telling people about what's going on? Remember, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. This is the first program. Well, we have programs on 2 other networks in the afternoon, the evening. We have to finance this on our own. We do need your help in financing it. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family or to help us financially, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Basically, all the ministries in America are having trouble. The economy is in terrible shape, despite what the media and this is telling you. But understand that we're going to be moving into God's judgment. God is going to bring a judgment on this nation. And if you don't want to see our cities in rubble, if you don't want to see millions of Americans, perhaps even more than that, killed, you've got to become involved and informed. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. You can actually watch many of our DVDs there. You can listen to our radio programs 5 hours, or at least 4 hours a day live, and 24 hours a day. Then you can certainly read our newsletters. You can link to the other items we have. But certainly some of the most important things we have to do with the Georgia Guidestones. You need to understand the Georgia Guidestones put up by a secret society. There are secret societies. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which goes into the background. Other secret societies that are working at the highest level of both political parties today, making mockery of our electoral process. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We do what we do, Barbara and I, and because, of course, we believe in what we're doing. We're not paid for what we do. We do 5 hours of talk radio every day. Well, we can't do it without you, quite frankly. We're having a real financial problems, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family as a supporter, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help us financially, we know many of you are hurting financially.